Now I invite John Barr to come forward that he may share our God sighting this morning.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. I come to you from the 8:30 service, the land populated by people crazy enough to think it's a good idea to get up early on a Sunday morning. But I'm here today. Before I get started, there's a little public service announcement I was asked to give, again, to remind you about the Next Faithful Step card. You want to fill this in, and we'll return it on October 28th. But what I want to talk about with you today is, really, shouldn't we return this card with a zero on it? Because really, if you read the gospel, we should sell everything and give it to the poor. In Matthew 19:21, in fact, that's exactly what Jesus tells us to do to be perfect. Nowhere does he say, but oh, except for the money we give to have a glorious church, well bedecked on 7 acres of land, right smack dab in the middle of a nice part of Richmond. Or a second point to consider, what do you get when you give? There's no quid pro quo. You don't have like a heavenly IRA that you get to run home at the end of the fiscal quarter and check to see like, oh, I'm that much closer to getting into heaven. Oh, that's a good thing. So why should we give anything at all? Well, I'll tell you why I think it's a good idea to give time and money to the church. In the first place, usually when we talk about the poor, we mean people who don't have food and shelter. And of course they need to be taken care of. But remember what Jesus says. Jesus says we don't just live by bread alone, but we also live, as he says in Matthew 4:4, by every word that comes from the mouth of God. And where do we go to get that which we require to live? We go where Jesus went. In Luke 2:41 through 52, where do Mary and Joseph find Jesus? They find him in the temple. And he's getting the word of God in the temple. And the temple in Jerusalem at that time was a glorious building. It was, reveille would be a shed compared to the temple made by Herod the Great. And so it is appropriate to give money to maintain the church where we can come get the word of God. Think about what Jesus says in Matthew 26:6-13, and that's the story, we all know it, where a woman starts to anoint Jesus with the expensive perfume and the expensive oil. And the apostles make the exact same argument that I made when I started off. They say, this is ridiculous. Why are you using expensive perfume to anoint Jesus when you could sell that and give it to the poor? And Jesus responds, no, it's entirely right and proper. I won't be with you long. So it's right and proper to give money to the church so that people can come here and receive the word of God and make it a glorious church as a gift to God our Father. And on a personal level, yep, it is absolutely true. You don't get anything by giving money. And the reason you don't get anything is because you already have it. God doesn't withhold his love from you waiting for you to write a check. God doesn't withhold his love from you waiting for you to serve on a committee or to go on a mission trip. He's already given it to you. So what do you show when you give your time and money to Reveille? You show that you understand and you accept the word of God as actually being true. Anybody can stand up here and say, oh, yes, it's true, and then they go off and they don't really believe it. When you give something you can never get back, and you can never get your time back, you can never get your money back, you are saying, you know what? I actually believe that this is true. And what does that mean, brothers and sisters? That means that that part of you is becoming a lily of the field. And you know, we see the same thing every Sunday. We see the same familiar faces, and it's nice to see your friends and all that. But if we open our eyes together, we can see what everything is here in Reveille, what we have here in our congregation, and that's a beautiful bouquet of lilies of the field coming together all around, beautiful music, the word of God being preached to us. And it's in thanks for that and in recognition that we believe that God will take care of us is why I give time and money to Reveille, and I'd ask that you consider that and do the same. Thank you very much.